Govinda,
Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda,
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda,
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda,
Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda,
Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda,
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda,
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda,
Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda,
Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda.
We read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Panchalila, Chapter 1, Rupa Goswami's second meeting with the Lord.
Pangum langayate shailam, mukam avartayat shrutim, yat kripa tamaham vande, Krishna Chaitanya Mishvaram.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a lame man can cross over a mountain, and a dumb man can recite Vedic literature.
Durgame pati mendasya skalat para gater mahu Svatkripa yastidanena santasattvavalambanam.
My path is very difficult. I am blind, and my feet are slipping again and again. Therefore, may the saints help me by granting me the stick of their mercy as my support.
I pray to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopal Bhatta, and Das Raghunath, so that all impediments to my writing this literature will be annihilated and my real desire will be fulfilled.
In the beginning of this chapter, you have Krishna's cover to his Swami, the author, begging for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who can make impossible things possible. You all have heard the verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that for one who remembers Lord Chaitanya, difficult things become easy, and for one who forgets Lord Chaitanya, easy things become difficult. Throughout the day, we should remember how Lord Chaitanya makes Krishna consciousness possible, even in this bleak, dark, and grossly sinful age of Kali. You may wonder sometimes how will you ever withstand the vices of Kali Yuga? How will you remain free from the devilish so-called delights? How can you remain fixed on the path of bhakti? It is by the grace of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, a devotee seeks Lord Chaitanya's blessings whenever he or she does. On our own, we are weak, but when we take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, the strength of bhakti yoga manifests in us, our original spiritual strength. The point is that it's not unusual to feel weak in the face of the material energy. That's quite common. But the uncommon thing is to take the solution. The solution is to deepen your connection with Lord Chaitanya. That is one glorious benefit of the unlimited glorious benefits of going out to engage people in Krishna's service. You're forced to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, you can see after a very short time that it's not possible to do the activity on your own strength. It's good for everyone to have that realization that on your own little strength, you can't do much. Then you're pushed to rely on a higher energy, And that's an experience that every devotee should have. How it is that the effort to engage others in Krishna's service is imbued with a higher energy. Once you become aware of that, then your understanding of Krishna consciousness deepens because you had that experience. You're not just on the theoretical platform. Consequently, it's nice that we all push ourselves past our comfort zone. You won't die because of it. And you might actually uncover your real self in that way. We're trying to let the sun of compassion dawn in our life. Kali Yuga means that everyone is very miserly, selfish, small-hearted, hard-hearted. And so it takes a while for the Sankirtan heart to develop. You have to know why you're doing what you're doing, how you are helping people in the greatest possible way. If you don't know that, why should you do the activity? Of course, Krishna is so kind. He gives you such realizations as you do the service. And you feel so purified. Such a luxurious feeling to feel purified. I know some days you feel like the modes of nature are just washing off of you. And you feel so bright and shiny and clean. Yes, that is why we say, Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Let there be all glories to the Sankirtan and movement for Chaitanya. Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. His Sankirtan movement gives the soul a bath. Of course, the soul is eternally free from contamination. But because we are misidentifying with matter, therefore, contaminations appear to cover the soul. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is teaching us how to take shelter of the disciple succession, Viparam Param, in order to receive the strength coming from Lord Krishna. Balaram. Lord Balaram is the original spiritual master, and he gives the strength to carry Krishna's instructions. With Krishna's instructions, you cut the knot of material existence, and Balaram gives you the strength to hold the axe, so to speak, that cuts the knot of material existence. You have to know what you have going for yourself in Krishna consciousness. Not that you're walking onto this strange terrain alone, unaided, no maps, no guides. No, we have everything we need to be successful. And there's so much you can do to benefit the world with your youthful energies and youthful vigor. Of course, the great spoiler of youthful energy and youthful vigor is passion. Some or other, if you can maintain your youthful vitality and not become drained by passion, then you can get so much done in your life. Usually, if people get over passion at all, it's not until their bodies are broken down far into old age. By that time, their bodies are so useless, they can't do anything. But if you can fight the dragon of passion while you're young, you have so much energy then to do so many beneficial things for the world. So it's a good fight, it's a good struggle to reclaim your spiritual identity. And you have so much help going for you. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is praying to Six Goswami that all the impediments to his doing his service of writing his literature will be annihilated.
And Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport that there are always going to be impediments in this world. That's the nature of the material world. Don't think that, oh, okay, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm trying to serve Krishna, therefore everything will be, you know, icing and cake. From the material point of view, this is not an icing and cake world. Yet, you can become so dynamic in your Krishna consciousness that you cross over the impediments of this world so easily. The example given in the Bhagavatam is that just like you cross over the water contained in the hoofprint of a calf so easily, what used to look to you like an ocean easily shrinks to the water contained in the hoofprint of a calf. You've ever seen the hoofprint of a calf? Not even a cow, but a calf. Very small. So what is the significance of water contained in the hoofprint of a calf? You can easily step over. Similarly, the impediments of this material world shrink to an extent that the devotee can easily cross over. We shouldn't expect that there are no impediments. This is the world of impediments. But if you know how to get the spiritual strength, you can cross over these impediments very easily. Now, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, after taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya, the devotees, especially the predecessor acharyas, the six Goswamis, he's now going to take shelter of the three main deities in Vrindavan. The deities for establishing your relationship with Krishna, understanding your relationship with Krishna, and tasting the fruit of that relationship, the perfection, love of Krishna. Jayatam suratau pangor mamamanda majer kati matsarvasva padam bojo radha madanamo hano. Glory to the all merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. When you go to Vrindavan, you can see them. You can recite this prayer before them. I am lame and ill advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. Divya Vrindaranya Kopadrumada Srimad Ratnagara Sinhasana Sto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prestali Visevyamana Swarami. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sisi Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Shriman Rasa Rasarambi, Vamshi Bhatta Tatashtata, Karshan Venu Swanaya Gopiya, Gopinata Shriestuna. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore at Vamshiva and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktavinoda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami explains that he's in such an invalid condition, he feels he's going to die at any moment. Therefore, earlier in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he describes some portions of the Anchalila, the final pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. He did that earlier because he didn't know he would live to finish. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada explains that he started the Krishna consciousness movement at 70. And he's 78 at the time he's writing this. So he's feeling his death is imminent. He's trying to finish the Srimad Bhagavatam. But just as Krishna's coverage goes on, he gave some sections of Anchalila earlier in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada explained that even if he doesn't finish the Bhagavatam, he's already given readers the Krishna book, which is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we can see here how devotees follow in the footsteps of their predecessors. That is the proper mentality. Not that, let me always just go a different way. No, out of proper heartfelt dedication, you seek to honor the path set out by the great devotees. So now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is going to describe in detail whatever he hasn't already mentioned. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, Srup Damodar Gosai immediately sent news of the Lord's arrival to the devotees in Bengal. Upon hearing this news, Mother Shachi and all the other devotees of Navadvip were very joyful, and they all departed together for Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. Thus all the devotees of Kulinagram and Sri Kanda, as well as Advaitacharya, came together to meet Shivananda Sain. Shivananda Sain had the service of arranging the pilgrimages of all the devotees. That's a very hallowed task if you get that service to arrange for devotees to go to the Holy Dham. Shivananda Sain was the one who did that for the devotees in Bengal. He was instructed by Lord Chaitanya to make sure everybody got there adequately, to make their transportation arrangements. Transportation means crossing rivers, otherwise everybody walked. And whatever lodging they needed on the way. So this is a very wonderful service to arrange for devotees to go to the Holy Dham. Shivananda Sain arranged for the journey. He maintained everyone and provided residential quarters. While going to Jagannath Puri, Shivananda Sain allowed a dog to go with him. He supplied it food to eat and maintained it. This is unusual because everyone in India knows that dogs are very unclean. Everything about them is dirty, although in countries like this, people consider the dog to be the best friend. You just look at a dog and you'll see why it's so dirty. Cats also are very dirty. They're always licking their fur and always doing unclean things. So you don't keep such unsanitary entities in your home. But, of course, people are so affectionately starved. And, you know, cats and dogs, if you just feed them, they'll be so affectionate to you. You don't have to go through so many hassles like you do with human beings. Yeah. If you pet the cat will purr. And you'll feel like you're really doing something substantial. And dogs, you know. All you have to do is feed them regularly, and they're happy to call you master, treat you like master. But they're very unclean creatures. But Shivananda Singh, he took special note of this dog, and that was the dog's good fortune. Of course, Shivananda Singh didn't allow the dog into their quarters. But he supplied the dog food. One day, they needed to cross a river. But an Arisan boatman would not allow the dog to get in the boat. Shivananda Singh, unhappy that the dog had to stay behind, paid the boatman 10 punna of conch shells to take the dog across the river. So now that this dog got the great fortune of Shivananda Singh's mercy. Notice the boatman didn't want to take the dog. But Shivananda Singh had taken an interest. So this incident shows you, some or other, if you can become the dog of a Vaishnava, all good fortune comes to you. One day, while Shivananda was detained by a toll man, his servant forgot to give the dog its cooked rice. The vegetarian diet they have for the dog. At night, when Shivananda Singh returned and was taking his meal, he inquired from the servant whether the dog had gotten its meals. When he learned that the dog had not been supplied food in his absence, he was very unhappy. He then immediately sent 10 men to find the dog. When the men returned without success, Shivananda Singh became very unhappy and fasted for the night. In the morning, they all looked for the dog, but it could not be found anywhere. All the Vaishnavas were astonished. And the purport Prabhupada explains that Shivananda Singh's attachment to the dog was a great benediction for that animal. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in a song, Tumi Thakur Tomar Kukur Balia Janaha More. He offers to become the dog of a Vaishnava. That is the benefit of some or other becoming the favorite of a Vaishnava. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also sung, Gita Janmahau Yatha Tuyadas. There's no harm in taking birth again and again. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in that song is singing, I don't mind being born as an insect. Just let it be in the house of a devotee. But I don't want to be Lord Brahma if I'm not around devotees. But if I'm an insect in the house of a devotee, let it be. There's no harm in taking birth again and again. Our only desire should be to take birth under the care of a Vaishnava. And Srila Prabhupada describes his own family upbringing. Fortunately, we had the opportunity to be born of a Vaishnava father who took care of us very nicely. He prayed to Srimati Radharani that in the future we would become a servant of the eternal consort of Sri Krishna. Thus, somehow or other, we are now engaged in that service. We may conclude that even as dogs, we must take shelter of Vaishnava. The benefit will be the same as that which accrues to an advanced devotee under a Vaishnava's care. So, Shivananda Singh is disturbed. Where's that dog? 10 men couldn't find the dog. Shivananda fasted. Didn't eat anything. Thus, in great anxiety, they all walked to Jagannath Puri, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met them as usual. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with them to see the Lord in the temple, and on that day he also took lunch in the company of all those devotees. Seeing the Lord in the temple means seeing Lord Jagannath, this is Jagannath Puri. And taking lunch, honoring prasad, is an essential part of Vaishnava culture. Everything is important about the prasad process. Cooking, serving it, eating it, cleaning after. This is all part of the wonderful process of honoring prasad. A wise devotee takes shelter of all these immeasurable activities. They're immeasurable in that you'll never be able to calculate the total benefit. Just like arranging for persons to go to the holy dhan, arranging prasad, any part of the process of preparing, cooking, serving prasad, and any service to do with that is so exalted. Throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll read about how Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they take prasad very seriously. They're not simply they're not trying to pack their bellies. They're honoring what Krishna has tasted. There's a difference in consciousness. But in the beginning, go ahead, pack your bellies. But after a while, you'll realize that the real pleasure in honoring prasad is thinking Krishna has tasted this that we taste. I remember when we were young devotees, first year. For a while, the temple was serving halava every morning. So all the young devotees would always try to sit next to senior devotees because we knew the senior devotees would eat much halava. They'd always put some on a plate aside. So we'd always make sure to sit next to a senior devotee to get their association. But actually, we're just watching to see when they would, you know, take most of their halava and put it on a little side plate. And we just, ooh, I can have that. Ooh, sure, sure. We couldn't understand, as new devotees, how anyone could not eat three plates of halava. As previously, the Lord provided all the devotees with residential quarters, and the next morning all the devotees came to see the Lord. It's taking care of devotees is a wonderful service. You can't go wrong doing that. Krishna is more pleased when you serve his devotees. Here you see Lord Chaitanya himself providing residential quarters for his devotees. When all the devotees came to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they saw the same dog sitting a little apart from the Lord. Furthermore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was throwing remnants of green coconut pulp to the dog, smiling in his own way. Lord Chaitanya was saying to the dog, "Chant the holy names, Rama, Krishna, Hari." Seeing the dog eating the green coconut pulp and chanting, "Krishna, Krishna," again and again, all the devotees present were very surprised. When Shivananda saw the dog sitting in that way and chanting the name of Krishna, because of his natural humility, Shivananda immediately offered his obeisances to the dog just to counteract his offenses to it. Don't artificially try to imitate this. So we don't expect to see when you're on Sankirtan. Down the ground offering obeisances to a dog because you think you've offended it. Can't imitate in every way these rarely advanced devotees. They're part of Lord Chaitanya's
eternal entourage. The next day, no one saw that dog, for it had obtained its spiritual body and departed for Vaikuntha, the spiritual kingdom.
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes,
this is the result of sadhu sangha, consequent association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and promotion back home, back to Godhead. This result is possible even for a dog by the mercy of the Vaishnava. Therefore, everyone in the human form of life should be induced to associate with devotees. By rendering a little service, even by eating prasadam, what to speak of chanting and dancing, everyone can be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. It is therefore requested that all our devotees in the ISKCON community become pure Vaishnavas, so that by their mercy, all the people of the world will be transferred to Vaikuntha Loka, even without their knowledge. Everyone should be given a chance to take prasadam and thus be induced to chant the holy names Hare Krishna and also dance in ecstasy. By these three processes, even perform without knowledge or education, an animal went back to Godhead. The four-legged animals, by the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya, they can go back to Godhead. We may not be so powerful in our capacities to send the four-legged animals back to Godhead, but you can certainly play your part to send the two-legged animals back to Godhead. You may not be able to help dogs to go to Vaikuntha Loka, but you can help dog-like persons to go back to Vaikuntha Loka. Such are the transcendental pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Shachi. He even delivered a dog simply by inducing it to chant the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Meanwhile, following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami returned to Vrindavan. He desired to write dramas concerning the pastimes of Lord Krishna. In Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami began to write a drama. In particular, he composed the introductory verses to invoke good fortune. You see, in terms of drama in the Sanskrit language, it's not whimsically composed. There's a structure for the dramas. Introductory verses to invoke good fortune, proper ways that the characters enter and are announced. It is a great art far beyond Western understanding of drama. In this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you're going to hear some of the verses from Rupa Goswami's dramas. Very exquisite verses in the Sanskrit language, with so many poetic metaphors. The poetic metaphors are not just being artsy. They are just for the sake of embellishment and decoration. The poetic metaphors are there because they're necessary for conveying the feeling of love of Krishna. On his way to Godadesh, Rupa Goswami had been thinking of how to write the action of the drama. Therefore, he made some notes and began to write. In this way, the two brothers, Rupa and Anupam, reached Bengal, but when they arrived there, Anupam died. Rupa Goswami then departed to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for he was very eager to see him. Eagerness is an essential ingredient in bhakti. We should be very eager to do things for Krishna. Be very eager to glorify Krishna. Very eager to engage persons in Krishna's service. You would certainly like it if someone was eager to serve you. In fact, most of you hope probably that one day you'll meet that person who'll be so eager to render service to you. But Krishna is the true object of our eagerness. Eagerness in service is what we want to render to Krishna. We want to give that to Krishna. Think about that. How can you be eager to serve Krishna? You use your youthful energies to have this sense of eagerness. So what if you have to push yourself a little bit? It may seem artificial in the beginning, but actually you're simply pushing yourself to revive your natural tendencies. So don't be afraid to push yourself a bit. It'll do you no harm. It'll do you a lot of good. You should not be complacent, resting on our laurels. Push yourself a bit to new heights. It is not unnatural. The natural propensity of a soul is to render service to the Supreme Soul. Let us beg Krishna that we can increase our eagerness and that we can taste the benediction of pushing ourselves. Forget this paranoia that it's unnatural. The unnatural thing is to languish in Kali Yuga. That's the unnatural thing. To be stagnant in your spiritual development. The natural thing is to be very eager to serve Krishna. Whatever your service is, be eager about it. The particular service that you have can give you full perfection. You may not like it materially, but spiritually, the service you have can establish you in love of Krishna.
And of course, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita,
there's no one more dear to me, nor will there ever be one more dear to me than the one who spreads my glories to others. In this way, we're reading how Rupa Goswami was so eager to see Lord Chaitanya. I was telling some of you that if you push yourself these last 2 months before you go to Vrindavan, then, because you can't buy a ticket to Vrindavan, but you can get there through service, if you push yourself a bit to utilize the time you have now and eagerly serve Krishna through thick and thin, when you get to Vrindavan, then you'll be able to enter into the taste of the holy dawn. Everyone should have that experience. Don't be afraid of getting on the plane to Vrindavan and thinking, all right, I've had it, that's it, enough. Don't be afraid to get on the plane with your petrol tank empty. Almost all tapped out, that's it. I don't want to see any of the Prabhus again. I don't want to see another street. See it, I've had it. If you've given everything that you've got, then when you arrive in Vrindavan, Krishna will surely reciprocate you. And Krishna will refill your petrol tank. You'd be quite shocked. Wait a minute, I thought I was just totally didn't want anything to do with distributing Krishna consciousness or anything like that. Again, I've had it. But then you'll feel Krishna reciprocate and you'll feel yourself becoming rejuvenated. And soon you'll start thinking. And that's the amazing thing, you'll start thinking, okay, been here a couple of weeks, it's time to get back into action again. What? What am I doing thinking like this? I can't believe it. This is the natural process of rejuvenating our spiritual energies. Srila Prabhupada wanted that his devotees regularly go to the holy dhams because he recognized that distributing Krishna consciousness in the West puts you in the position of getting contaminated, even despite your best efforts. You're operating in a filthy atmosphere. So by going to the holy dhamma, we can cleanse off all that contamination that you picked up, even against your best, in spite of your best efforts. Your mind may become a little weak and polluted by traversing so many contaminated environments, dealing with contaminated persons. But when you get to the holy dhamma and you chant Hare Krishna, then you become cleansed and ready for action again. So yes, this is life in the devotional fast lane. You may not do that all your life, but at least you'll have these memories of when you were speeding along in the fast lane, thinking you're exhausted, then rejuvenating yourself in the holy dhamma. Everyone should have these experiences. And of course, if you live your life properly, those that do enter into family life, the whole goal is that at the end of the life, you go back to the fast lane again. So what I'm trying to do for you all is arrange for you all the best experiences so that you'll have such a big backlog of
devotional situations that will form the core of your memories.
There was some delay because of the death of Anupama, and therefore when Rupa Goswami went to Bengal to see the devotees there, he could not get in touch with them because they had already left. In the province of Orissa, there is a place known as Satyabhamapur. That means the town of Satyabhama, which is one of Krishna's wives in Dwarka. Srila Rupa Goswami rested for a night in that village on his way to Jagannath Puri. While resting in Satyabhamapur, he dreamed that a celestially beautiful woman came before him and very mercifully gave him the following order. "Write a separate drama about me," she said. "By my mercy, it will be extraordinarily beautiful." After having that dream, Srila Rupa Goswami considered, "It is the order of Satyabhama that I write a separate drama for her." Satyabhama is the wife of Krishna and Dwarka, who gets angry very easily. Anytime she thinks Krishna neglects her, she gets an attitude very quickly. But that's how she shows her love for Krishna. Krishna arranged that Rukmini got a porridge up to flour, so Satyabhama was very jealous. So Krishna said, why be disturbed? I'll get you a whole tree, a whole porridge up to flour tree. But Rukmini did not get disturbed when Satyabhama got a whole tree as compared to just her getting a flower. Because Rukmini's the other side. She's the peaceful type. Very submissive, peaceful. So Krishna has all these varieties of personalities to give him pleasure. Well, Satyabhama, she's the rebellious type, pouting. All in perfection of love of Krishna. So this is Rupa Goswami thinking to himself, "I have brought together in one work all the pastimes performed by Lord Krishna in Vrindavan and Dwarka. Now I shall have to divide them into two dramas." It would be typical that such a Obama would say something like that. "Write a separate drama about me." Thus absorbed in thought, he quickly reached Jagannath Puri. When he arrived, he approached the hut of Haridas Thakur. Out of affectionate love and mercy, Haridas Thakur told Srila Rupa Goswami, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already informed me that you would come here." After seeing the Upala Bhoga ceremony at the Jagannath temple, this is the noon offering to the Lord, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly come to see Haridas every day. Thus he suddenly arrived there. When the Lord arrived, Rupa Goswami immediately offered his obeisances. Haridas informed the Lord, "This is Rupa Goswami offering you obeisances." And the Lord embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sat down with Haridas and Rupa Goswami. They inquired from one another about auspicious news and then continued to talk for some time. You can learn so much about Vaishnava etiquette and proper dealings by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. I've said that often. So notice how there was the affectionate dealings between Lord Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami. The affection, the love, the mercy, embracing Vaishnava fellowship. And then when they sit down to talk, they inquire from one another about auspicious news. Not like, okay, what bad news can we talk about? Who's having problems? No. They begin talking about auspicious news. We should try to follow in that. when you sit down in another Vaishnava. Inquire about auspicious things that are happening. Trade auspicious things. There's a true expression, common expression, bad news travels of its own accord. So it doesn't need any help for bad news to circulate. But a devotee wants to increase the auspiciousness. So when you first greet someone and sit down to talk, you trade auspicious things. Something to remember. This culture of Vaishnava dealings is very important for understanding what is love of Krishna. Love of Krishna is personal. Vaishnava devotees are personal. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired about Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami replied, "I did not meet him. I came by the path on the bank of the Ganges, whereas Sanatana Goswami came by the public road. Therefore, we did not meet. In Prayag, I heard that he had already gone to Vrindavan." Rupa Goswami next informed the Lord about the death of Anupama. He didn't say that at first. After allotting residential quarters there to Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Then all the Lord's personal associates met Srila Rupa Goswami. On the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again met Rupa Goswami, and with great mercy, the Lord introduced him to all the devotees. It's a very nice thing to introduce devotees to other devotees. The way that the ocean of loving exchange is stirred. So listen how it works. Lord Chaitanya introduces Rupa Goswami to all the devotees. Then Rupa Goswami offers his respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of all the devotees, and all the devotees, by their mercy, embrace him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu, "You should both show your mercy wholeheartedly to Rupa Goswami. May Rupa Goswami, by your mercy, become so powerful that he will be able to describe the transcendental mellows of devotional service." So you're hearing how Rupa Goswami becomes empowered to write Nectar of Devotion to Goswami Dasindhu and so many other Vaishnava literatures. He's getting the blessings from the devotees. After he offers obeisances to them, the devotees embrace him. And then Lord Chaitanya turns to Advaitacharya and Nityananda, "Show your mercy to him without restriction. By your mercy, let him be able to describe Krishna Bhakti Rasa, the loving mellows, rasas of devotional service." In this way, Rupa Goswami became the object of love and affection for all the devotees of the Lord, including those who came from Bengal and those who arrived in Orissa. Any questions? Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us the difference between imitating the
great
devotees and following
the Buddha? That's me guidance for. I gave one example how. No need for you to consider how to deliver dogs, but you can. Following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, you can deliver dog-like persons. Your efforts are not powerful enough to deliver a dog. You can't do as Lord Chaitanya did, walking through the Jharikhanda forest and getting the elephants to stand on their back legs and cry out Hare Krishna, getting the tigers and deer to embrace each other and dance in ecstasy, chanting Krishna, Krishna. Can't do that. But at least you can get the animal-like human beings to chant and dance. You cannot live like Rupa Goswami, sleeping an hour and a half a day and sometimes forgetting about that, eating just a pat of butter all day and a couple of two chickpeas. What would happen to you if you tried that? But you can try to minimize your bodily demands and engage in Krishna's service as much as possible. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you can't be a yogi if you eat too much or eat too little, sleep too much or sleep too little. It has to be a balance. You have to practically understand where you're at and make further advancement. Therefore, bhakti yoga requires guidance. Real happiness begins by experiencing that you're not the body. That's the beginning of real happiness. By serving Krishna very steadily and intensely, you actually can experience you're not the body. And that's the beginning of your happiness. That's the beginning of it. The fulfillment of happiness is when Krishna is pleased by your service. If you can only imagine how miserable one becomes by identifying with the body, it's a misery. You're limited, restricted by the bodily conception of life. The Sankirtan service is a wonderful way to get off the bodily platform. It's a wonderful way to develop the greatest compassion. How are you going to do this service without compassion? Why should you care about these people? You've got better things to do with your life than care about them, it seems. But compassion is the natural characteristic of the purified soul. And Krishna himself comes as Lord Chaitanya to demonstrate the greatest compassion. So this compassion is an essential part of our Vaishnava character. A devotee is happy because the devotee has a big heart. It's actually pleasurable to be big-hearted, and it's miserable to be small-hearted. And the Sankirtan service, especially, gives you such a great chance to be big-hearted. It's the reverse of what we think. It would seem that we'd be happy suiting ourselves, yes? Just acting according to our little needs, our little petty desires. It seems that way. That should be the way to go. Suit yourself. But the Sankirtan service teaches you amazingly that that's not so. The real joy is in being big-hearted, willfully undergoing inconvenience for others. You learn that lesson. It's a very dramatic moment in your life. And why should you care? What have these people done for you to give you a hard time? Why should you care? So you have to crash through this barrier of selfishness. I know what it's like. Sometimes you're out there. What am I doing this for? Let's get real. What about me? My mind, my senses. What do I think I am? Some kind of saint? The Sankirtan service is so purified. And if you can push on to get the experience of actually learning to love it, the very thing you start off hating, and it becomes a thing you love, you'll never forget that. We're wanting to establish the distribution of Lord Chaitanya's mercy very effectively. And so, you are gathering the necessary resources to do that. And Krishna is so kind upon you all. Get to go to the Holy Dham. Wonderful chance for your life to develop your spiritual life in this way. Wonderful experience. Very special opportunity. Of course, it is a bit austere. Fundraising. But you must remember the purpose of it all. For distributing Krishna consciousness, resources are required. So, when you return to New Zealand, you'll be able to get going immediately and distributing books and cultivating them. We want to establish nice ashrams, one for the ladies, one for the men. You're not crammed together. Nice circumstances in which you can make spiritual advancement. Especially the ladies need space. Sometimes you can cram lots of men in one room, but you can't do that with ladies. Isn't that true?
Hmm?
Isn't that true?
It's true.
Well, if I can't have my own house, at least give me my own room. Can't have my own room, at least half of a room to myself. Right? Not so? For men, you can. You can put four in a room for a while. Some years, quite some years, I don't mind. Just roll out a sleeping bag. Crash out. But then after some time, after some years, men do better with their own room. Men really don't want a whole house. But because they have other aspirations, they have to take a house with it. And then they gotta work. Any other questions? Should we better to have class in the morning or evening tomorrow? In the evening, so everybody gets out. And I have to start talking to devotees as promised. So we can arrange for that tomorrow. for a little bit of more time, and then we'll go.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.